Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
When you hear about the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau, Steve Burness, calling a scam one of the worst he's seen in his 33-year career, you need to know more about it. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Well, anxious to hear about these fake CDC vaccine ID cards. And here in Illinois, they're being sold online. Is that right?
This being sold online, you know, as we shift into requiring, you know, vaccine proof, you know, to, you know, kind of participate in the reopening of society, the scammers know that. So now, not only on the dark web they're there, but also, you know, you just look on eBay, you can see some of the cards going for $50, $100, and one of them is even $900 for a blank card. And it's going to be kind of, you know, alarming. It's a security breach, as you can imagine. But think about when society reopens and required to, you know, get on an airplane or to get a job and to show that you have the vaccine or not. That's going to be a big problem because the scammers know that some people don't want the vaccine but will need proof in order to do something that they need to do. So,
What are people paying for these, Steve?
Well, so far, you know, we've seen, if you know, $20, $50, $100, but, you know, this morning, you know, and yesterday we were seeing them for $900 on eBay and other sites like that. But there's also a dark web, Bob, as you know, that, you know, there's more transactions done that are hidden from the, you know, from the search engines. And, you know, you're seeing the vaccine actually being sold, too, to the underground and in the black market. So it's just, you've got to be careful as consumers and especially in the counterfeit, you know, side of it, especially with the fake vaccine cards. It's really alarming, you know, for the security thing, because there's really no database that's going to hold everybody's name and, you know, say when they have the vaccine. Mm-hmm. Vaccine or not, and unfortunately the scammers will know that and take advantage of the situation, but it's scary that people are buying these things, and there's a market for it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, I guess going forward, airlines, cruise ships, and concert venues, sports stadiums could ask to see these things. And so I don't get are people buying these because these are anti-vaxxers, but they want to have the proof that they got the vaccine, or they want to have a card that shows they got it and they're not planning on getting it? Is that what's behind this?
It's what most people are speculating because of the, you know, that you'll eventually society will open up more and more, and they'll be needed to, like you said, to get on airplanes or even across borders or whatever it may be, and there's no other database. So they're looking, the people are especially not, don't want the vaccine, or they are actually looking on the dark web and finding these counterfeit products. And it's being marketed to them. And unfortunately, you know, they're going to be, it's going to keep increasing as the requirement to show proof is going to be coming more and more.
Before we let you go, Steve, spring cleanup time is here, and that means you're probably going to be seeing a lot of ripoffs when it comes to home repairs. Has that started already?
Unfortunately, it has already, Bob. You know, the BB's warning that, you know, springing to home repairs, really after a harsh winter like we've had this last year, the scam artists come out of the woodwork, and it's like clockwork. They will come knocking on your doors as more and more people are home, and I've seen them myself. They start putting their literature on their doors or knocking on and trying to solicit your business. And there's some good businesses, Bob, that come door to door, but unfortunately, there's some scam artists that go from neighborhood to neighborhood. So you got to be very careful of somebody knocking at your door. You never first want to let them in. And secondly, you never want to do business with somebody right away because you've got to do your due diligence on them, Bob. Just because they're a business doesn't make them a good business. You have to do the research on them and to get two or three bids for the job and obviously check with the, you know, Better Business Bureau on them itself. But we're really concerned about the people that are asking for cash, you know, going door to door. I happen to be in a neighborhood, Bob. You know, I can get you a steeper discount. Or if you pay me cash, I don't have to tell my boss, and I can do the job cheaper for you. And unfortunately, those are usually what we call the, you know, tip off to the rip off in situations like that. So the scams are coming in, so be very careful.
Ask for multiple estimates, get references, and check with the Better Business Bureau too for ratings and reviews. BBB.org. And Steve Burness is the CEO and president of the Better Business Bureau. Always good to check in with you, Steve. Have a great day.
You too, Bob. Thank you so much.